Peru is seeing a resurgence of what's often called Inca nationalism, a xenophobic movement that calls for the establishment of an indigenous political system. The movement is part of a region-wide backlash against Western culture and globalization, and it's threatening to undermine the stability of regional governments, as NPR's Martin Costi reports from Lima.
Peru is an Indian nation. That's abundantly clear in highland villages such as Pisac. On market day, women dressed in rainbow-colored woolens and top hats lay out their wares: choclo corn, piles of cilantro, and at least a half dozen varieties of potatoes. In the midst of all this color are three people dressed in olive drab fatigues. These are the self-styled reservists, the vanguard of a new political movement that calls itself ethno-nationalism. Mixing Spanish and the Indian language Quechua, they try to win people over to the view that it's time for Peru's Indian culture to reassert itself. Mario Diaz Puma, a local man who sells CDs of traditional pan flute music, says he likes what he hears.
Sí, porque habla muchas verdades.
It speaks many truths, Puma says, and he singles out the movement's criticism of foreign influences on the Peruvian government. The source of this philosophy is retired Army officer Antauro Humala. In the auditorium of a Lima university, Humala gives a fiery speech attacking Chile. The admiring crowd responds enthusiastically to his theory that Chile, prosperous and white, has been deputized by the United States to repress South America's Indians. Sitting in the movement's tiny office, Humala lays out his vision.
This is a Peruvian, Bolivian, Ecuadorian ethno-nationalism which, at its heart, invokes the potential of the Incas. We don't renounce our mestizo heritage, but we have to have priorities. Which is more important to us, conquistador Francisco Pizarro or the Incan founder, Manco Capac?
Indian pride movements are growing powerful. In Ecuador 3 years ago, indigenous groups got the military to topple the president. In general, these movements oppose globalization. In Peru, Humala's movement has the sympathy of leftist mid-level military officers, and many of the movement's so-called reservists are former soldiers. The movement is openly calling for a coup d'etat, yet Humala seems confident that the government will not retaliate.
The Peruvian reservist has a stupendous image with the people. They see him as a source of hope. It would be a great mistake for the government to try to repress us, and the government knows it.
The silent leader of this movement is Humala's brother, Ollanta Humala, an army lieutenant colonel who's famous for leading a mutiny against former president Alberto Fujimori in the year 2000. The current government has appointed him military attaché to its embassy in Paris, a kind of golden exile meant to keep him out of the way. But it's generally expected that he'll resign his commission and run for president in 2006. On the plaza in the Andean city of Cusco, a brass band entertains the Friday evening crowd. Cusco was once the capital of the Inca's vast empire, the so-called navel of the world, where the colonial churches are built from stones taken from Inca temples. Taking in the music, Alfredo Ceballos says he doesn't support the Humala brothers, but he says they have tapped into a powerful sense of resentment against the country's elite, the people whom he calls Peruvians in name only. In order to be Peruvian, one has to feel Peruvian. And feeling Peruvian is a very special thing, like the city of Cusco, profound, enigmatic, and timeless, Ceballos says. If the Ollanta brothers can convince enough people that they are truly and deeply Peruvian, then they could soon be running the country. Martin Costi, NPR News, Lima.